given us, God. We thank you for the opportunities in the world, but also we realize that there are lack of opportunities. You are a great God. We worship you this morning knowing that you can open those spaces where there are no opportunities. And we just reach out to you, God, this morning. We pray for the leadership of this church. We pray that as we worship, as we hear your word this morning, we understand that you're the only God that provides. And this very moment, we pray for the leadership of the country, that as we being laid, we understand that it's from you, God, and we become one. We pray for unity. We pray for security. We pray for the provision of for those that are in need right now. We thank you for the national changes, and we have seen these testimonies around the national changes. We pray that we continue changing where there's need for change and loving one another. As we pray this morning, we invite you to be with us as we are about to partake the spiritual food. We pray that you are with us, that we become full, that we become indeed nourished from your spiritual food. I pray that as I share this morning that you're with me and you're with each one of us as we listen, that we listen to you, God, and we take action from the word that you're going to share this morning. I thank you for the worship. I thank you for each and every person sharing this morning through their ministries and, of course, serving in this church. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's do this, yeah? I'm trying to do something different that is keeping time. So I did scribble a whole lot of stuff because I realize the only thing that makes me to waste time is because I do freestyle preaching. So I brought a box right here. It's going to look unconventional, but I think there are people in the church that are very, what we call it, you want to see stuff. Not here. This one is a small box. I'll leave this one here. This one is important. It's called choice, right? And I think choice is one thing that all of us can agree we do make. And we've made choices today to come to church. Some online have made choice to say, I've got issues today, I'm not going to church. So I'm talking about something very familiar, choice, right? And I want to go back a little bit. I like going back because when I was young, I taught myself a phrase. I don't know if it's a proverb, but it's a phrase I say, a tree without roots cannot bear fruits. I used to be a rapper in high school. So, Shen, I'm going to wrap this one up, right? It's going to be the quick one, you know? So I went back a little bit to talk about choices. And if you did check the stuff that is sent as a bulletin, you see that my title today is The Choice Behind the Change. And I want to go back a little bit because that's where it begins. Our need for choice is from the beginning. And I'm going back all the way to Genesis 1, where there's creation. God is saying, let there be light, let there be water, let there be land, everything. But now in 26, something changes. He's not using that word. He says, then God says, that's Genesis 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make, now it's not let there be light, let us make man in our image. That's God. According to our likeness, and let them have in subjection the fish of the sea and the flying creatures of the heavens and the domestic animals and all the earth and every creeping animal that is moving on earth. 27 says, and God went on to create the man in his image. Not just saying, let there be light. He creates a man in his image.
And here it says, in God's image, he created him, male and female. He created them. Further, God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and become many. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have in subjection the fish of the sea and flying creatures of the heavens. And every living creature that is moving on earth. And God said, here I have given to you every seed bearing plant that is on the entire earth, and every tree with seed bearing fruit. Let them save as food for you. And to every wild animal of the earth, and to every flying creature of the heavens, and to everything moving on earth in which there is life, I've given all green vegetation for food. Something very interesting. In this verse, verse 31, it says, after that, God saw everything he had made, and look, it was very good. That you should keep it this morning. As we're talking about choices, look, God said, wow, what have you done? Looks good. That's verse 31. And there was evening, and there was morning on the sixth day. Choice. God gave us a wide range of choices. It was a buffet. It says, everything I've created is for you. Every single thing is for you. The animals. Now we have been made in his likeness. God is looking at us and like, damn, man. Mind my language. I'm still young. I'm a millennial, right? We've created something so good. My question to you this morning. Are you moving around in the world right now and saying the same as God said? I think sometimes we're filled with pity, like we're filled with sadness. What happened to the world? God looked at it and said, it's so good. You know where it went wrong? I got my box, the choice. And you see this box is open. It's an open box. It's quite big compared to the other one right there. It's called choice. In the very same garden, we made a choice. We made a choice. The voice says, you don't deserve this. I mean, it was everything given to us. But the day we say, hey, you don't have 100%. You've got 99.9%. You need 100%. So the choice that we make, whatever choice we make, is based on, you don't deserve this. And that's what the devil is saying. You don't deserve it. You deserve 100%. I feel like preaching, so mind my movements here. I feel like preaching. But what I'm saying is, there was a choice that was made, and we're still making those choices right now. That is keeping us away from the blessing that God gave us of every single thing that we needed. Mind you, God gave us shelter. He gave us food. These are the basic needs of human beings. This is what is making us to struggle. Right? I want to pull out one thing here. Just to pull out to see what have our choices got us into. Oh, man. I pull up the wrong one. Anxiety, depression, worries. This is our choices, man. Some of the things we can blame it on our forefathers is fine. But sometimes we blame ourselves. Because what happened in the same garden where everything was provided, there was a choice. Do you know that Eve and Adam had a choice to say no or yes? And that's the characteristic of a choice. When we make a choice, we've got also another choice to say no or yes. Go to the supermarket, you look at the product, you'll be like, no, that's not for me. Either you don't have the money, or it's not of a good quality, or you don't need it. So we do have a choice in everything that we do. And here is a situation where God has provided. Now we got a choice. Now God has given. But there is this choice that the devil say, you don't deserve it. Do you know what else a choice brings as a challenge? Blame game. We deal with it, whether you like it or not. Somebody's going to blame you. I mean, I've been blamed myself for making a choice. I'm like, what happened? I don't want to drop names today, so I'm going to keep away from dropping names. But we all have a choice to make. If it's the right choice or it's a wrong choice, there are two things that will play in your mind. You don't deserve, or else making this choice because of. Now let's look back in the Garden of Eden. God has created, has given everything. God gave us a choice. But that choice was abundant, that we could have whatever we want without having to make our own choices that would lead us to this. I want to pull out something else. This one says war and fights. Can we all agree that we are facing this because of choices? Sometimes not our choices, but still a choice. I want to move today. This one is quite a serious one. Z is still around, so I have to be careful in this one. She said she was going to go to the kids' room. Jordan's behaving. That's good. Family issues, relationship problems. Wow. So I've got a friend at work. Her name is Yvonne. I'm not going to tell you her race because I'm colorblind. I'm James White. Black and white, colorblind. I don't see color. So she told me about how serious the devil is right now attacking families. And we see what he did in the Garden of Eden. He attacked the most important part of creation. God is creating because he wants to extend his family. That's why we call him the Father. Right now, whether you like it or not, many families are in shambles. The devil knows that's the roots of whatever exists. We have these problems right here because we made our own choices. Family, relationship problems. I'm not going to expand on that one, but each one of us has experienced some issues within the family, within the friendships. It could be business relationships. A choice. I'm attempting to pull out more. There's a whole lot. And I'm challenging you, if I can just, I've got a marker right here. I can ask you to come write down stuff. I think you're going to put your own stuff. Problems that we're facing in the world because of choices. Now the question has always been, are we stuck then? Are we at a place where there's no hope that this is what it is? Maybe you go back to what Tupac Shakur sang, Changes. It was a remix, of course. He says, I see no changes. I wake up every day and I ask myself. And Lenny says, that's the way it is. Is that the attitude we have? That all these problems because of the choices, that's the way it is. Things will never change. Is that what you have come to believe? Because that's what I'm hearing from people. It says, it's not going to change. It's the way it is. That's how it is, man. But I've got news for you. It's not the way it is. It's not. Because if you just go to Galatians 5, verse 13, it says, you were called to freedom. Only do not use this freedom as an opportunity to pursue fleshly desires, but through love, slave for one another. Now we got a password. Love. It says we can't change the status quo. Ignore what we feel for ourselves. And you say, that's mine. I deserve that. I choose it. I don't care what I do to get it. Let's love one another. There is hope. And this love, we get it. Because that most famous verse says, because he loved the world, he loved us, he made plan B. I don't know if it's a plan B or it's just another plan. So he gave us his only begotten son. There is hope, right? There is hope. Our choices versus the results has given us all these stress and problems and all of that, but we've got a chance, a call to change. You know why this is a small box? And it's a special one. It's quite special. It says change, right? And it's small because it's not an easy one to go to. This one is very easy. It's open. This one everybody experiences, but this one is special, right? It's very special. I'm going to open it and see what's going on here. Let's hope I pick the first one. Pick it the right one, but I wanna try and pick the first one and see what's going down here. Do we have an opportunity? Do we have? Yeah. Yeah. Trust in God. For us to make a change, it means, should I put it here? No, I don't think that's where it belongs. For us to make a change, right? It means the Bible says we deny ourselves, right? So the old self goes and the new, as Cindy shared to say, the new begins. The new begins. And that place is where we are vulnerable and say, I can't make it on my own. The choices that I make, they're all messing me up. I mean, the choices we make, they all give us stress. I mean, we find ourselves in place where we're like, why did I do this, man? Like, it's crazy choices we make. But if we know who chooses better, the one who said, I've given you everything, is pure. And then we go doing our own thing and we lose it. If we go back there and say, I'm trusting you, God, for my choices. That's the call to change this morning. And Joshua is the man that took over from Moses. Now, if there are very spiritual people today, I want to challenge you after I preach and the service ends, can you just come to me and tell me where did Moses go? He disappeared on us. And Joshua took over. So he's now in the promised land. And this is what he says. He calls up all these folks. They are now in the land. But still some of them, they are doubting. They're still worshiping the gods that were there.
And this is what he says. This was very frank in his speech. Joshua 24, verse 15, he says, now, and this, I want to speak to you on this one. I'm speaking to you. I'm Joshua here. Now, if it seems bad to you to save God, Jehovah, choose for yourselves today whom you will save. Whether the gods that your forefathers served on the other side of the river, of the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are dwelling. But as for me and my household, we will save Jehovah. Joshua is trying to convince these people that have come out of captivity in Egypt. They are now in Canaan, but they still don't know which God to worship. And I think we face that today sometimes because of these choices. They make us worship other things. But when you trust God, you know the only one to worship is God. And we trust Him with our choices. And that's the change we're looking for. I want to pull out something else. Man, I need to pull the right one too. Okay, this one seems to be looking like obey God. We've heard this. You've been told this since we're young. Obey God. And the Bible speaks of also obey your second God, which is your parents, and talks to kids. But what does obedience look like? Why should we obey Him? Is because some of the choices we've made that has landed us into this kind of issues, financial issues, all of us have experienced this. I don't care how fat is your account, financial issues is a problem. So from the choices of other people, we can blame all ourselves. But obedience is a virtue. Our Christian life, as we walk in this faith, we are called to obey God. Because what is given us in the scriptures is not for God to benefit. It's for us. So if you listen to Him and understand His word, you will prosper. The book of Romans says, that's Romans 5 verse 19, for just as though through the obedience of the one man, Jesus Christ, right? Many were made sinners. So that's now, I think I digressed it. It's talking about Adam and Eve. It says, just though because of one person, we were made sinners. So as through the obedience of one person, many will be made righteous. Coming from the beginning, Adam and Eve made sinners, right? Now comes another man, Jesus, made righteous. Cindy said, we're starting today, accepting Christ, believing, now we're made righteous. We are back to where we were. It's good news. But we need to obey Him. Because as much as we want to be righteous and follow Christ, this is pulling us back. I'm kicking it because I don't want it. It's a problem. Right? There's not much here. The instructions from the Bible are not too many that when you pull them out, it's just too much, you know? We made it look too much because we're still stuck here. That is just too much. We can't make it for practice, man, on a Thursday. I struggle sometimes. I'm tired from work. You know, I come to worship and set up the AV. Trust in God. Obey Him. Don't get stuck on the choices. Another one here says honor and worship God. We were doing that just now, worshiping Him. But as we worship God, we need to know that we are also honoring Him. And how do we honor God? We have done part of it,
coming to church, which is good, but there is a place where we just let God be. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, it says, "But Jehovah said to Samuel, do not pay attention to his appearance and how tall he is, for I have rejected him. For the way man sees is not the way God sees, because mere man sees what appears to the eyes, but Jehovah sees into the heart." We worship and honor God because he sees it all. It's not what we see. If only we can have the eyes of God, we'll see how good is his creation. I mean, when you look around people and you start judging them, it's because it's what you see is through your eyes. But when you look at people through the eyes of God, it's just going to be beautiful. So we worship and honor God today at this very place. There's a disadvantage, I must say, it's a disclaimer. There's no time on the screen. I'm going to look here. Don't blame me, right? Okay, I want to keep it together today. Honor God. And the last one I found, and I think you can have a whole lot of stuff from that box of change. Because from choice to change, there has to be a need for action, right? And this one says, accept and believe Jesus. We are Christians today because of Jesus Christ. Without him, we wouldn't have been. We're still going to be stuck there with our forefathers, what they knew. They call it the school of thoughts, right? I'm not going to put it there. Let's put it inside here. It's a special one. It's a small box. The path to heaven is quite narrow, right? It needs you to be actional. It needs you to be intentional, right? And it just needs you to forget about that box. It's not easy. It's not easy. I'm guaranteeing you, as soon as you leave this place here, this box will be following you, you know? And it's open, right? I want to wrap up, right? Because I believe the message was given to us, and it's still going to be given to us, right? And let us embrace the role that God has given us as a vessel. We are vessels, right? And I want to finish with this verse from, I don't know how you call this, Micah 6, verse 38. It says, he has told you, O man, what is good, right? And what is Jehovah requiring of you? Only to exercise justice, to cherish loyalty, and to walk in modesty with God. That's all I'm going to encourage you to do. Trust God. Obey him. Accept Jesus is the most important fundamental exercise of choice you can have. To accept and believe him. Right? This morning, I just wanted to encourage you. It's not easy to get away from there. But also, God has made it easy through Jesus Christ to get here, to change our ways. Right? Worship team, you can join me, because if you're sitting there, I'll be going on and on. Right? We want to make church great again, right?